Poetry began when somebody walked off a savanna or out of a cave and looked up at the sky with wonder and said, "Ah." That was the first poem. The urge towards ah is very human. It's in everybody. Lucille Clifton. The first poem in my book, Reconfigured, seems to answer to that awe. Invitation. Hay bales stand on end and lean into each other like old friends. I stand at the doorway, drunk on the orange rose begonia, filling up with moonlight, like the Chinese poet Li Po, adrift on plum wine. Come.
My guest on The Poet's Weave is Bonnie Marr, who earned an MFA in poetry from Indiana University. Reconfigured, her fourth book, just came out in March 2009 from Finishing Line Press. She also has poems forthcoming in war literature and the arts, and in an anthology, A Know This Place, Poetry of Indiana. I am your host, Jenny Kander. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Please continue reading.
On Road 52. I am in this silver diner, thinking about the extra S in dessert and the men in menu, and how I learned from my mother a woman is a spoon. A woman can live in a soup pot or a pie, serving up day in and day out the sugar and salt. Love is a meal, memory its bone. And how a pink towel outside on the line lifting to sky can be a day's work for some and for others passing by, an inspiration from the wind before the next junction. I know we hold our lives taut as the clotheslines of our childhood. We vaulted over like circus acrobats into the baskets of whites. What will this daughter of mine, twirling on her red seat in the parade of silver dollar stools at the counter, say? She knows. I have a poem to my mother called Hospitality. Cancer, that crab once in, lock the doors, eat your cruciferous vegetables, brew the prayers. Mother, hostess of nut meats and raisins, silk sheets and oatmeal soap, cover your ears to remorseless pleas, ignore its ethereal cloak. So what if the day is cold? And if it slips sideways in, do not offer your heart's swivel chair or ring the silver bell for dinner. You are the specialty of the house. No bones about it. What hospitality is this? What bed and breakfast? Every cell is a room to plunder. By morning, this misfit will have called in the mob. Tough love too late. You might not wake. The New Son. Let thy father and thy mother rejoice, and let her that bare thee be glad. A Jewish prayer. Our son discovers peas, green as new clover, the perfect worlds roll across his sight. How he pounds his tray to see each dance and spin off steam. Peas he pokes into his mouth, God of small and few teeth, God of peas. How can I explain my joy, gathering the collided planets he has thrown to the floor? How he peers at me from his high chair, for what galaxy he has made.
Poems you've been listening to on The Poet's Weave are by Indianapolis poet Bonnie Marr. I am Jenny Kander.